要不要回去？不要。我们打开罗马书。
Romans。
罗马书。
Romans。
我们只剩下几次就可以讲完了。
We have finished a few more sessions。
如果你从第一章都没有来，第十六章还有几次？你好好把握这次机会。
If you are not come since the first chapter, now we have a few more sessions for chapter 16. Please treasure it.
我们现在从第十节。
Reading from verse 10.
念到第十三节。
Until verse 13.
一同来读一二三。又问在基督里经过试验的亚比利安，问亚利多布家里的人安，又问我亲属西罗天安，问哪奇数家在主里的人安，又问为主劳苦的土非哪是和土富沙斯安，问可亲爱为主多受劳苦的比西斯安，又问在主里蒙拣选的卢甫和他的母亲安，他的母亲就是我的母亲。我们到这个地方。
We stop reading here.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你赐福以下的时间，正如你赐福以上的时间一样，你赐福今天的讲座，正如你赐福以往的聚会一样。愿主你真理的圣灵，就是启示圣经的位格，如今在我们心中光照，用你的至圣真道净化我们的思想，使我们受感动，回到你的面前，使我们的感情、我们的思想、我们的意志都能符合你的心意，蒙你悦纳。奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我们上一次已经讲了十六章里面许多关于问安的话语。
In the last session, we preach about the greetings in chapter 16.
今天特别注意这里几句重要的话语。
So here, I want to pay attention for a few important statements here.
我们上一次也提到了问那些在基督里面受试验的人的安。
And we have said that the greeting to those who are being tested and tried in Christ.
在基督里经过试验的人。
Those in Christ have been tried.
在基督里表示他得救。
In Christ meaning they're saved.
经过试验表示他得胜。
Those who've been tested, which means they have been victorious.
教会里面有没有不得救的人呢？
In the church, are there those who are not saved?
有形的教会有。
Yes.
在有形的教会有。
In the church with form, yes.
Visible church.
The visible church.
但是无形教会里没有不得救的。
But in the invisible church, there's no one who is not saved.
在有形的教会里面有麦子有败子。
In the visible church, there are wheat and also there are these tares.
有得救的有没有得救。
There are those who are saved who are those who are not saved.
真的有假的。
And true Christian and false Christian.
有为灵性来有为出风头来。
And for those who come for the sake of spirituality, those who want to show off.
有的为了天过来，有的为地上的生意交情而来。
And for those who come for the heavenly work, for those who come for the earthly fellowship.
虽然受洗，虽然挂名。
Even though they are baptized, they are nominal,
名称为基督徒,
but they are called Christians.
但是耶稣说呢，你按名是活的，其实你是死的。
Jesus said, according to the name, you are alive, but then you are dead.
所以这样有形教会里面有得救的，有不得救的。
So in the visible church, that those are saved, those are not saved.
但是无形的教会,
but in the invisible church,
就是属灵的教会,
and spiritual church,
就是圣而公的教会,
that is the Catholic and saint,
是普世独一的教会,
and also the universal church,
历史历代蒙拣选的救赎的教会,
and also the saved church from the all down the ages.
里面没有不得救的。
There's no one who is not saved.
所以你不要单单在有形的教会里面做会友。
So do not just be a member in the visible church.
你更应当在无形的教会里面成为基督身体的一份子。
But all the more, you must be part of the body of Christ in the invisible church.
你不单单在有形的教会里面做会员。
Not only in a visible church you are a member.
你更在上帝永恒的旨意中间是蒙拣选的属类族类。
All the more in the eternal plan of God you are elected one.
在有形的教会有得救有不得救。
So in the visible church there are those who are saved, those are not saved.
无形的教会都得救。
But in the invisible church all are saved.
但无形的教会里面有得胜跟不得胜。
But in this invisible church there are those who are victorious, those are not.
得救不等于得胜。
When you are saved, it doesn't mean that you are victorious.
但是得胜的一定曾经得救。
But those who are victorious, which means they have been saved before.
得救是在基督里的地位。
Because when you're saved in the position in Christ, you're saved.
得胜是经得起考验的人。
But when you're a victorious Christian, which means you have gone through tested, you have been approved.
所以这句话在基督里受试验的人。
So those who are in Christ and have been approved.
这是双重的身份在一个人的身上。
It's the double position that we have in Christ.
一个人在基督里。
A one who is in Christ.
表示他是真的救的人。
Which means he is truly saved.
一个经过考验的人。
A one who has been tested.
是一个真的胜的人。
He is a true victorious Christian.
我敢说今天得救的人多，得胜的人少。
I dare to say that there are more who are saved and less who are victorious.
啊，这个在有形教会里面的得救的人都是少的。
And also in the visible church, those who are truly saved are scanty.
因为主耶稣说蒙召的人多，选上的人少。
Because Jesus said those who are called are many, but those who are elected are few.
所以加入教会的人多，真正重生得救的人少。
So for those who attend the church are many, but those who are truly saved are few.
真正重生得救的人，经过考验，即刻得胜的人更少。
And for those who are saved, truly have been tested and been victorious are few again.
所以这里说要问。在基督里经过试验的亚比利安
And that's why it says send greetings to Apelles
感谢上帝
Test the approving Christ
第十一节有一个特别的名词
Verse 11 another statement
问那起诉家里在主里的人安
Great also he told us those who are in the household
什么意思呢
What do you mean by that
这个家里面有一些是在主里面
In this household there are people who are in Christ
什么意思呢
What do you mean
同一个家里有一些人不在主里面呢
Which means in the household there are people who are not in Christ
现在我要讲一段的话
Now I want to say something
请你注意
Pay attention
如果你家里是你最先信主的
If in your house you are the first to believe
那么你是验证的
And also you are being elected.
不是主被你拣选是主拣选你
It's not that you have selected Christ but Christ elected you.
如果你家里中间你是最先信主的
But in a household you are the first Christian.
那么你就是一个呢有特别重任在身的人
Then you are having a very heavy duty with you.
那今天有很多的基督徒刚刚信主以后全家反对他马上就对主不了解
Today they are married Christians After they become Christians The whole house opposed them And they couldn't understand
原来你用你的仆人引诱我信主是让我变成一个受逼迫的人
So you use your servant to tempt me To become a Christian So that I've been persecuted in my home
所以当基督徒在家中在社会中是单数的是少数的时候
So when Christians in the society Also in the household You are a minority
你可能有两个感觉
You have two kind of feelings
一个感觉就是我是多么苦因为大家都攻击我因为我信耶稣我的人权我的自由不被尊重他们都嫌弃我他们都逼迫我
The first you find that indeed you have been persecuted and you suffer because they do not deem your right as right
当你软弱到一个地步的你连上帝都怪受不了这个苦你就离开信仰
Sometimes when they are so weak you even murmur against God and blame him even leave the church
但第二个感觉是什么呢
The second feeling is
原来这个家需要一个人传福音而上帝验中我所以先选上我
Now this household needs someone to preach the gospel I have been chosen by God to preach to them
我盼望你的灵性会从乐观从积极的这方面看见神的旨意
I hope that you're spiritual enough to see things in the plans of God with a very optimistic mind
原来这个家需要一个见证人在里面
In this household there's need a one who testifies for the Lord
上帝既然先拣选我把我派在这个家里面
That God has first chosen me and sent me to this home
你被生的时候是父母无意有意把你生下来
So when you're born into the home You're born intentionally or unintentionally by your parents
我不必解释什么叫有意什么叫无意
I don't have to explain intentionally or unintentionally
你能生在世界一定是神的许可
But you could be born into the world It's because God allows it
你的存在一定是神的创造
So your existence must be a creation of God
当你有机会信主的时候一定是神万古以前的拣选
So when you had an opportunity to become a Christian It's because God elected you in the eternity
所以从归正神学
So from Reformed theology
你看到永恒不是看到暂时
Something you see is eternal not temporality
你看到神的定义不是看到人的愿意不愿意
You see God's ordination and not man's willingness
我在这个家中
That I am in this household
我最先听福音
That I first heard the gospel
我最先信主
That I first became a Christian
这表示上帝验中我
Which means God have chosen me
上帝拣选我
God have elected me
上帝使我被差派在这个家中，这里全家的祭司。
God also called and sent me to this home to become the priest of the whole household.
什么叫做祭司呢?
Going by a priest.
A man who ministered between God and man.
就是那个成为人跟神之间的中保的人。
你作为这事,
become a minister.
作为服侍者,
become a server.
在神面前服侍人,
before God you want to serve man.
在人面前服侍神,
and before man you want to serve God.
你代表神传他的信息跟他的恩典。
You represent God to also preach his gospel and his grace.
你代表人在神面前为他们祷告。
And representing man you want to pray before God.
这叫做祭司。
That's called a priest.
所以一家里面, 最先信主的人, 一旦认定, 你是上帝拣选的那一家的祭司。
So in a household, if you are first elected and become a Christian, you must deem yourself as a priest for that household.
所以你不要想我受逼迫的痛苦。
So do not feel the suffering you have in the persecution.
你要想我可以为全家代祷的责任。
Ponder about how you can intercede for this, the people of household.
我可以替上帝传话的荣耀。
That I am so glorious to preach the gospel on behalf of God.
你是家中的先知。
You are also a prophet of the home.
因为这一家, 因为你听见上帝的话。
This home because of you heard the gospel.
你是家人的祭司。
And also the priest of the household.
因为你为全家的人向神祷告。
Because for the whole household you intercede before God.
你是上帝的见证人。
You are also the witness of God.
你是报福音传信息的人。
And you are the one who preached the gospel.
你是要经过孤单痛苦逼迫。 最后改变全家命运的人。
You are the one who got to go through loneliness and finally change the destiny of the whole household.
我传福音给一个人。
When I preach to someone.
那我说现在你有一个很大的责任。
Then I say that you have a great responsibility with you.
你的家世世代代到你没有一个信主的人从你开始。
Your household from so many generations do not have a Christian, but now it begins with you.
以后你的家族世世代代因为你就变成属于主。
Then in a generation to come from a household because of you they become Christians.
他受了很大的鼓励。
So he was so encouraged.
他说是的。
He said yes.
以后我一定要我的太太要我的孩子信主。
I would want my wife, my other children to believe in God.
这是整个家族的一个新的开始。
This is a new beginning of your whole household.
这是很伟大的事情。
It's something great.
所以你们传福音的人, 千万不要灰心丧胆。
So you who preach the gospel do not feel downhearted.
有人反对你。
When people oppose you,
不要紧,
never mind.
有人不接受,
when people do not accept,
很平常,
it's ordinary.
有人怀疑,
the people are skeptical.
因为他是罪人,
because they're sinners.
你要忍耐,
you must be patient.
我们若做坏事,
if you do evil things,
就快快结束他,
then you end it fast.
我们若做好事,
but if you do good things,
圣经说,
the Bible says,
你就要忍耐, 不要灰心,
you must endure without also this feel desperate.
直到你行善结出果子,
so that you will bear fruit when you do good work.
我们小的时候,
when we were young,
有一个老姐妹到我家, 一直对我妈妈传,
there was an old lady who came to my home, continued to preach to my mother.
我曾经向你们做见,
I've told you before.
给我的妈妈很客气地说, 好啊, 你信得好, 我信得好, 结果呢, 客气假的吗?
So my mother was well-mannered and said, good that you believe your God and you believe mine.
忍耐有限度吗?
So there's a limit for your patience.
所以后来不再忍耐就说好了好了那你信你的你永远不必了就把他赶走。
And so my mother would say, you believe your and don't come anymore.
但我的哥哥病了28天以后,
so when my brother was sick for 28 days,
这个被人赶走了老人家再回来传福音。
This old lady who had been chased away by us came back again.
哎呀, 我的母亲那个时候呢, 一方面很气, 一方面 莫名其妙。
So my mother on one hand feel very angry, on the other hand feel something amazing.
怎么给人赶走的还要来, 她链子在哪里, 怎么要回来呢?
How come this person have been chased before, now coming back, where does she, her faith is?
就因她回来, 用爱心, 用笑容在传福音, 圣灵就感动我的母亲, 这种人不是为自己, 是为我的好处来传福音。
But she came back to preach with a smiling face. My mother know that because of the Holy Spirit chasing that this one preaching not for her own sake.
那个时候, 我的母亲才31岁。
So at the time, my mother was 31 years old.
那个妇女已经50-60岁了。
And that lady was 50, 60 years old.
过不久那个人就死了。
And later on, she died.
她不知道这一个女子后来生的孩子里面五个做牧师。
And she never know that this lady gave birth to 7 and 5 of them become pastors.
所以我告诉你,
I tell you,
每一个信主的人,
everyone who believes in God,
都是为神做先知, 为家人做祭司的。
For the sake of God, you become a prophet. For the sake of family, become a priest.
把上帝的道传给你的家庭。
So when this gospel of God is preached to your household,
把家庭的困难带到上帝面前。
So the problem of family is brought now to God.
这样你的孤单算什么呢?
So what then is our loneliness?
你说 people 有什么介意的？
So don't you also don't mind?
为了是以后整个家族归主，你今天背十字架还算是神特别严重。
For the sake of the future of household belief in God, and now you take the cross because God specially have chosen you.
那保罗知道有一些人在家中很孤单。
And Paul knows that the people in the household is very lonely.
所以他说你要问在这个家里面属于主的人。
And that's why he says, send greeting to those who are in this home who are Christians.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
在那起诉家在主里的人安。
And also send greeting to those house of Narcissus.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
第十二节有一句很特别的话。
And also verse 12 also.
你要问为主劳苦的土菲拿是何？
It says, send greetings to Phina, also to Phosa, those women who work hard in the Lord.
To Phina, to Phosa, 两个人。
To Phina, to Phosa,
是为主劳苦的人。
And this woman work hard for the Lord.
哦，这什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
保罗看得出来了。
Paul have seen.
在教会中间有人从来没有为主做过什么。
That in that church, there are people who never do anything for the Lord's sake.
有一些人甚至为主受很多的劳苦都甘愿的。
And there are people also who are so willing to suffer much for the Lord's sake.
哦，用中文的字来解释。
So in the Chinese word,
劳是体力的。
When you work hard, labor is physical.
苦是心智的。
And also when you suffer, it's in your mind.
我们是任劳任怨。
So you suffer physically and also must suffer in your mind.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
繁忙的工作你肯做。
So you are prepared to labor.
会很多体力的事情你肯做。
And also physical laboring, you are willing to do it.
这还不够。
It's not enough.
受人怨恨，受人责备，你还做。
When being rebuked, you've been scolded in the heart, but still you're willing to do that.
因为你清楚的，这都是为了主的缘故。
But you know that all this are done for the sake of the Lord.
受苦的感觉，人人是一样的。
You know, it's the same when we suffer.
但受苦的意义，每一个人是不一样。
But the meaning of suffering is different from everybody.
因为犯罪受苦。无价值可言。
If you were to suffer because of sin, there's nothing for you to talk about.
虽然你很苦很苦。
Even though you indeed you suffer.
人家问说为什么他这么苦呢？
People ask why he suffers so much.
因为他抢了人家三百多万嘛。
Because he has snatched away people's about $3 million.
所以大家把他打得半死，现在骨头断了几根。
So people beat him so he is broken with a bone.
听的人会说也很可怜呐。
Would people pity him?
你只有抢三百多万，就三根骨头断了。
Only you rob me $3 million, you are broken.Are broken.
人家说多打几根才对啊
Because they beat him more.
因为他该死吗
Because he must die.
他抢人家的钱吗
Because he robbed people's money.
所以受苦的感觉每个人一样的
So you have the same kind of feeling with suffering.
但受苦的意义每一个人不一样
But everybody is different in the meaning of suffering.
那你为什么受苦
Why is that you suffer?
比你受多少苦是更重要的事情
So there are things which is more important than why you suffer.
你哭的时候
When you cry.
是很令人同情的
People pity you.
但是你为什么哭
But why did you cry?
你比起你多伤心的哭是更重要的
As compared to how much you suffer in your cry, which is more important.
我们今天劳苦是为谁
Today, why is that we labor?
大概1997年5月几日的时候
In May 1997, I forgot which day.
乱得不得了。
And Indonesia have in a mess.
5月13号我开车送我的太太到飞机场她要到美国参加我学生的毕业 我的孩子的毕业
In May 13, I sent my wife to the airport because she wanted to attend my child's graduation.
我是从来不会参加他们的毕业
I never attend their graduation.
除非你拿到博士我可能会过去
Only when they get a PhD, I'll go.
所以他们知道了从幼稚园毕业到大学毕业，我都不会来的。
So they know that from this kindergarten until when I get the undergrad, I will never go.
那做妈妈的说，我一定要去。
The mother said I must go.
我就开车送她去。
So I sent her to the airport.
从机场回来的时候。
So when I came back from the airport,
整条路挤到不能通。
The whole road was blocked with people.
原来发生事情了。
Something happened.
Suharto 快要下来。
Suharto was about to come down.
印尼人革命起来。
And Indonesia had a revolt.
两天里面。
In 2 days,
Jakarta 有6000座的这个建筑物被烧掉。
In Jakarta, there were 6,000 buildings were put to arson.
人逃命啊
！People run away.
快快开坐最漂亮的车到飞机场，$20,000把它卖掉。那个汽车是$100,000的，卖两万。
And so they took their car to the airport and sold it with $20,000.
谁要买？给我钱，我就要走了。
Give me my money. I'll give you back.
有的只要卖一万。
And someone also sells $10,000.
10,000以后就买机票到新加坡。
And they buy a ticket and go to Singapore.
新加坡看印尼人都跑来，就把旅馆提高价钱。
Singapore see that all the Indians come to that place, they raise up the price of the hotel.
不过几天已经5,000-6,000花掉了。
So only a few days, they spend $5,000-6,000.
印尼比较平静，回去的时候汽车都没有了。
So when they're more peaceful in Indonesia, they came back without a car.
那几天像世界末日一样。
So it looks like the last day of the world for a few days.
我送了太太去，我回来了。
So when I sent my wife to the airport, I came back.
我每天注意看形势怎么发展。
So every day I observe what happened.
很多人逃走离开印尼。
A lot of people ran away from Indonesia.
那还有几百个。 中国人被强奸
And also a few hundreds of these women have been raped
你们都听过那些事情
You have heard all these things
有印尼经济的一蹶不振到现在还没有恢复
And even until today there were no recovery in the economy of this Indonesia
最凄惨的时候
So when it's more pitiful time
价钱 印尼盾的价值从美金1.1850 掉到1.16785
And the devaluation of the rupiah is that from one day 1,800 the rupiah it fell to 16,800
rupiah. Was
so there was a chaos in Indonesia.
那么但是有一天报纸登一个事情。
So one day in the newspaper there was a news.
有4个大学生反苏哈多被苏哈多的宪兵
There were 4 university students because they go against Suharto, they have been shot to death.
突然间全国的大学生示威。
So then the whole these cities, university students, they also have a demonstration.
反政府、反军警、反独裁、反暗杀。
So they go against all these things.
突然间4个大学生就变成民族英雄了。
Suddenly, these 4 university students become the hero.
哦，他们是印尼改革4个代表。
So there are 4 representatives of the Indonesian revolution.
我看报纸的时候
So when I read the paper,
我心想这4个大学生毕业了都不一定找到工作。
I say these 4 students, when they graduate, they might even not even get a job.
找到的工作不一定会养活自己。
So when they get a job, they can't even feed themselves.
这个完全没有名的。 小卒4个，不然变成民族英雄，全印尼的人都尊崇他们。
For unknown university student, but now become the hero of Indonesia.
哦，原来不是读书好不好，那赚钱多不多，你才会出名的。
So it is not whether you study well, whether you make a lot of money, they become famous.
要出名很多办法的。
There are many ways for it to become famous.
你脱光裤子在 KLCC 走走。 第二天报纸都登出
When you strip yourself naked and run in KLCC You'll be famous
那这4个大学生他们的英勇他们反对暴政变成全国出名的人
So the courage of these 4 students They oppose the government They become famous now
第二天
The second day
1,750个尸体被抬出来
So 1,750 bodies have been carried out
没有一个人说他们是英雄
No one will say that They are heroes.
所以我昨天看的报纸，今天看报纸，我就很多很多的想象。
So I read the paper yesterday and also today, I find that I got a lot of things that come to my mind.
那1,700个尸体是什么人，你知道吗？
That 1,750 bodies, who are they?
趁机打劫的坏人。
Are the one who took the opportunity to rob.
在乱的时候呢，就有几千个人跑进那个很大的 mall, 最大的 super mall。 去里面抢东西
So when they were in a mob A lot of people went to the emporium And want to snatch away things
他们抢完了以后呢
After they robbed
跑到第二层再抢
They went to the second floor and robbed again
第二层抢到第三层再抢
And after they go to the third floor again
那么那个时候呢下面就放火了
So they put arson now
放火的人不知道他们的抢的人还有1,000多人在第三层还在抢
So the one who set fire do not know that they are comprised also still were there
火一烧了以后他们逃走了就没有人知道谁抢了
So after they set a fire, they ran away. Nobody knows that they steal.
结果有2-3千人在第三层的 mall 最大的地方那边还没有抢完，火烧掉。
So there were 2,000 or 3,000 people on the third floor. They were continue to rob, and then the fire was.
有的逃，有的跳，有的死，有的伤。
Some ran away, some jumped, some died.
等整个事件完了以后。
So when all this thing came to an end,
收拾1,000多具尸体。
So they collected 1,750 bodies.
连做棺材都来不及。
They can't even have time to make enough
coffee. 那么如果这1,000多人死的在那边排队向坟墓去的，人家会不会说，哇，民族英雄？
If these people would line up and walk to the tomb, would people clap and say that they are the heroes?
没有人同情他们.
Nobody will have sympathy on them.
没有人要明白他们.
Nobody want to understand them.
没有人为他们哭.
Nobody will cry for them.
因为他是趁火打劫.
Because they took opportunity to rob.
趁乱.
And also in the mopping time, they want to sin.
所以全国痛恨这些人.
So a lot of people hate these people.
但是很奇怪的,
but very strange now.
那些被抢出来的东西用十分之一价钱买的时候，还有一些中国人贪便宜去买.
And when this thing we've been robbed and sold with one tenth of price, Chinese still buy back from them.
有一些中国人不是,
some Chinese.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为贪便宜嘛,
they want cheap things.
好机会嘛,
good opportunities.
为什么便宜呢?
Why cheap?
反正没有本钱的东西都会卖便宜.
Things without capital, of course, is very cheap.
反偷来的东西都是没有本钱的。
Things that you steal, of course, there's no capital involved.
所以这个 DVD 卖几块都可以了。
So DVD can sell it for a few dollars.
因为是没有本钱的嘛。
Because you don't have a capital for that.
它没有版权的。
Without capital.
它没有造费的。
Without capital.
就是这样。
That's it.
那么那个时候给我很深的思想。
So I have a deep thought.
四个大学生。
Four university students.
变成民族英雄。
Become the heroes.
默默无闻的人。
And those who are unknown,
大学还没有毕业的,
even before they graduate,
不知道以后会不会做事情的人,
don't know whether they can do anything around in the
突然间变成民族英雄,
suddenly become the heroes.
1,000多个,
but 1,000
个子强壮,
strong,
很大胆的人,
strong courageous,
变成人家咒骂人家痛恨的人,
but yet people curse them.
为什么呢?
Why?
他不哭吗?
Don't they suffer?
被活活烧死也很痛苦的,
they were burned alive, they suffer too.
但他为什么哭呢?
Why?
为该死而死,
and they die and they deserve it.
你懂吗? 所以我告诉你啊,
so I tell you,
为苦而哭的人是没有价值的。
Those who cry for the sake of suffering, there's no value in it.
为罪而哭的人是有价值的。
Those who cry for the sake of sin, yes, there's value.
为罪而受苦的人是没有价值的。
Those who suffer for the sake of sin, there's no value.
为义受苦的人是有价值的。
But he who suffer for the sake of righteousness have value.
为自己受苦的人没有多大价值。
He who suffer for your own sake have no much value.
为遵行主的旨意受苦，天父一定记。
But for the sake of obeying the word of God, then you suffer, yes.
我应该讲小声一点了。
I'm a little bit softer.
忘记了自己了。
I forget myself.
所以为主劳苦的人,
so he who suffer for your sake.
保罗是问他们安,
Paul says, send greeting to them.
我思想这节圣经的时候,
when I was meditating on this,
我有什么感觉呢?
What kind of feeling I have?
这些人平常做多少劳苦的事情?
These people in the ordinary time, how much they labor?
他们都不是为了仇报,
not for the sake of wages.
他们不是为了人的尊重,
not for the sake of rewards.
因为他们已经定了是为主,
because they make up their mind to work for the Lord's sake.
但你可以想象,
but you can imagine,
有一天有一个人带一封信,
one day if a person will bring a letter,
跑到他们的城市,
and go to their city,
交给他们的长老,
and give it to the elder,
而长老读了以后呢,
and the elder after reading,
他就知道这是保罗寄来的信,
they say this is sent by Paul.
然后呢, 礼拜天的时候,
on Sunday,
他就读出来了,
they read it.
某某人,
so and so,
某某人,
so and so,
你们为主劳苦,
you labor for the Lord's sake.
使徒保罗写信叫我问你们安,
the apostle Paul sent greetings to you.
你想象,
you just imagine,
这两个人听了这句话会怎么样?
These two persons, after they heard it, what, how would they feel?
会怎么样?
How would they feel?
无限的安慰,
so much they've been comforted.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
所以我告诉你,
I tell you,
凡为主劳苦的人,
he who labored for the Lord's sake,
不可能神不知道的,
God surely will know.
为主劳苦的人,
those who labor for the Lord's sake,
不可能没有伟大的圣徒不知道的,
and also great saints will know.
有一些伟大的圣徒呢,
some great saints,
眼睛一看就知道哪一个人为主，哪个人不是为主,
with their eyes they know who work for the Lord.
因为他们灵性老练到一个地步,
because they are so well trained in spirituality.
他的感应 非常敏感,
and their feelings are so sensitive.
他们的眼睛很容易看得出来,
their eyes are sharp.
谁是为主劳苦?
Who are the ones who labor for the Lord's sake?
保罗自己在监牢里还要写信问人安,
Paul in the prison himself still want to send greeting to people.
保罗是一个懂得赏识人, 懂得明白别人劳苦的,
Paul is the one who knows how to appreciate and know who suffer.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
所以因为这样的一件事,
because of this,
所以比西斯这个名字 就永远留在历史上,
this persist, this name forever remain in history.
如果罗马书没有记载他名字,
if the book of Romans never record his name,
谁能纪念他呢?
Who would remember him?
谁认识他?
Who would know him?
但是主所知道的,
but he whom that God knows,
这个人常常说够了, 只要你知道就够了,
And this person will say that God, if you know, is enough.
主所知道的，主常常要很多人一处一同知道，你懂吗
？When the Lord knows, He wants many people to know too.
所以我告诉你
，So I tell you,
不要求名
，Don't ask for name.
但是可以成名
，But you can be famous.
喜欢成名的人常常爱求名。
Those who want to be famous, many times you seek for name.
有很多人不该成名，求来求去还是不出名。
A lot of people they shouldn't be famous. They ask, they never be famous.
有的人有钱没有名，用钱买名。
So there are people who have money who are not famous. They use this money to buy fame.
有的很会做生意，一本万利，用小钱钓大名。
Some are good businessmen. They spend a little bit money. They get big names.
圣经没有说美名很可爱。
The Bible never,
圣经没有说大名很可爱。
The Bible never said great names are important.
圣经说美名胜过大财。
But beautiful names are better than wealth.
啊，名哪里来的呢
？Where comes the name and the fame?
成名来的。
Also, when they come famous.
成名不是你的动机啊。
When they come become famous, that's not your motive.
成名不是你的计划。
That's not your plan.
成名更不是你自私的意愿。
To become famous is not your selfish desire.
成名是自然的。
But it comes naturally.
出名。
When you become famous,
是人愿意认识你。
People want to know you.
愿意明白你。
They want to know you.
人愿意宣扬你。
They want to proclaim about you.
人是不愿意宣扬别人的。
Then no people do not want to proclaim others.
但是当一个人有美德到一个地步的时候
，When a person have good virtue,
千万人免费替他宣传。
And thousands of people will freely proclaim for that sake.
所以报纸里面有两种。
So in the newspaper, there are two kinds of people.
某某人什么事情头条新闻都是没有付钱的。
And so so famous, but they never pay for advertisement.
第二种是广告，一点点就付了几千块了。
And there are some also who pay for advertisement.
因为那些要名没有人要登的，他就要出钱。
And for those who want name, but nobody want to proclaim for them, they want to advertise for themselves.
那些不要名，个个要知道的，一定免费替他登。
But for those who do want to be famous, but yet people will proclaim for them.
你要懂得分辨这些。
You must know how to discern.
因为分辨这些呢，不但是知识。
So to discern all this, not only is the knowledge.
你做到能够变成那些被尊重的人，那是智慧。
You become someone who become this kind of people whom people proclaim your wife.
所以比西斯这个人呢
？So Percy, this person,
这个从来不要名的。
He never want his name.
上帝知道。
But God knows.
上帝叫保罗写一封信。
And Paul, God want Paul to write a letter.
问候为主劳苦的比西斯安。
And to send greeting to this person who labor for the Lord's sake.
保罗讲了这句话，比西斯就永远永垂千古。万代称颂。
And after Paul have said this, this person is remembered forever.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
圣经翻译了多少语文呢
？How many languages the Bible have been translated?
1280多种语言。
1,280.
世界1280多种民族的人都知道。2000年有个叫做比西斯是为主劳苦。
More than 1,280 kind of people knows that this 2,000 years ago this person called Percy.
所以如果你为主做
，If you were to look for the Lord,
为主背十字架
，and so carry the cross for His sake,
为主而遵行他的旨意
，and also you obey because of sake,
为主肯受劳苦
，and you want to suffer for His sake,
神永远不会忘记
，forever God will remember.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
人记得，人不记得不要紧
，whether people remember or not.It doesn't matter.
最要紧的主记得。
What's important is that the Lord remembers.
主也拿。
And the Lord accept.
接下去。
And now.
还有一个很重要的人。
One more important person.
问在主蒙拣选的如夫和他的母亲安。
Greeting Rufus chosen the Lord and his mother.
问候如夫。
Send greeting to Rufus.
问候卢夫的妈妈。
And also the mother too.
卢夫的妈妈就是我的妈妈。
And also his mother is my mother.
哪里有这样的事情？
Oh, how can this kind of thing happen?
哦，这句话好像乱伦一样的。
对 ，how can this kind of thing happen?
他的爸爸，生他，就是跟他的妈妈。
So the giver to Rufus because the mother married to the father.
那我的爸爸也是跟他结婚才生我的。
So of course my father also got to married to her, then she give birth to me.
对，他的妈妈就是我的妈妈。
So his mother also my mother.
那这个妈妈跟两个人在一起。
So how can this mother be with two men?
这个是不是先死一个后再嫁一个
？And one have died and then marry another one?
请不要胡思乱想啊
！No.
这里讲的是很伟大的事情。
It's a great thing that he has been spoken.
卢夫是谁
？Who is Rufus?
谁知道的？请举手。
Who is Rufus?
卢夫是谁
？Who is Rufus?
卢夫。
Rufus
是
is
一个很重要的人的孩子。
A son of a very important person.
那个人叫西门。
They call Simon.
那个西门是哪个西门？
Who is that Simon?
圣经里面没有东门、南门、北门。
The Bible only have one Simon.
好几个都在西边的门。
Simon.
就为什么卢甫是西门的孩子？
Why is Rufus being the son of Simon?
在别处的圣经提到的。
Because in other places it says.
那么这个西门是不是西门彼得呢？
This Simon, is it Simon Peter? No.
这个西门是不是在哥尼流家里那个西门呢？
Is it the Simon in the house of Cornelius?
当然就是彼得咯。
Of course that's Peter.
是不是另外一个请耶稣吃饭的呢？
Another one who ever gave a feast to Jesus?
还有什么很多西门的嘛？
There are many, many Simons there.
这个西门是谁呢？
Which Simon is that?
这个西门是帮助耶稣背十字架的西门。
The one who helped Jesus to carry the cross.
古里奈人西门。
The Cyprus.
古里奈人西门。
The Cyprian Simon.
被逼要替耶稣背十字架的时候
he was forced to carry the cross of Jesus.
起先是很不甘愿的
at first he is not willing.
因为是罗马铁蹄之下要他就范他没办法犯
because he's being demanded to do so.
Forced
to do
compelled
so.
to do so.
Compelled and forced.
所以他一定很恨一面恨外族的侵略一面恨强权的统治一面恨自己的命运没写没书
He must hate all these invaders and also for this power they've control over them.
都背起了跪罢棍的士兵。
So he got to take the cross for nothing.
所以那个时候他一定很不甘愿的。
Of course he's not willing to do that.
但是呢，在他背的时候
，But at time when he was carrying，
他就慢慢看出
，Slowly he knew，
在他旁边这位遍体鳞伤。流血的耶稣太伟大。
This Jesus beside whom we bruised, he is great and mighty.
有哪一个人可以在一刹那之间整个心情改变到这么大的地步？
Who can in that split moment change the heart?
有哪一个人人生观可以上一个大学四年带了很多的学位结果有这样完全的改变？
Who then can have a total change even after going through 4 years of education in university? Not possible.
我告诉你，西门是被验中的。
Simon is the chosen one.
是上帝要他帮耶稣钉背十字架。
That God wants him to carry the cross for Jesus.
请你注意，犹大不是被拣选的。
Judah is not the chosen one.
犹大不是被验中的。
He is not the elected one.
不是上帝计划用犹大卖耶稣，免得耶稣卖不掉，救恩不成功。
It's not God has chosen Judah so they will sell Jesus if not Jesus will not accomplish the salvation.
我们如果有这种思想，就证明我们的理性是犯了罪，罪人的想法。
If we have this kind of mind within, you are mind of sinner.
圣经从来没有说上帝验中犹大。给他特别的使命，让他卖耶稣。
The Bible has never said if God has chosen Judah so that he would have commissioned to betray Jesus.
犹大卖耶稣的这件事。
And this is Judah who betrayed Jesus.
圣经记载一句话。
The Bible recorded one word.
一句够了。
And it's enough.
比最伟大的文学家怎么解释，最伟大的神学家怎么解释，还都更简洁。
Is most concise as the interpretation of many theologians.
犹大卖耶稣是什么事啊？
And when he saw Jesus, what happened?
犹大卖耶稣啊。
For Judah to betray Jesus.
这是什么事啊？
And what's that?
就是耶稣把最后一个东西放在他盘上说，你愿意做的事，你现在去做吧。
Jesus put the bread to him and says, "What do you have to do? Go do it."
所以犹大卖耶稣是犹大愿意做的事，不是上帝的拣选。
What he is willing to do, he did it, not that God has chosen him.
而古尼赖人西门被十字架根本不是他愿意做的事 and, 是主验中
And this Simon who carried the cross for Jesus, not that he is willing, but God wants him to do.
哦，请你注意归正神学的归纳
So you see the deduction coming on Reformed theology.
犯罪都是罪人误用自由
So when you sin, it's because you misuse your freedom.
拣选是神的主权强过人的自由
But the election coming from a stronger will of God than our own willingness.
最后神的拣选感动了人的意志
and then God's election touched our will
所以古利奈人西门为耶稣背十字架以后
so this time the Cyprian when he took the cross of Jesus
他就从怨恨罗马人变成了爱上耶稣基督
so now when he hated the Roman now turned to love Jesus
我相信他离开的时候
so when he left I believe
因为他责任完成了
he has accomplished his duty
他卸下十字架的时候
when he had lived out the cross
他的身体很甘愿
physically he's willing
但是他的心灵要离开耶稣 他很舍不得。
But in his heart, he doesn't want to leave Jesus.
我个人相信古利奈人西门就不走前面的路，就停下来看耶稣被钉的那些情。
I believe that he never lived, and then he was there to watch the crucifixion of Jesus.
跟基督受难记所描写大概是不一样。
And it's quite different from this, the Passion of the Christ.
后来教会历史告诉我们。
And that's why the church history recorded.
古利奈人西门变成一个很爱主的人。
This Simon becomes someone who loves the church so much.
变成教会里面的很重要的人。
And very important person in the church.
后来他跟一个女子结婚。
So later he got married.
同心爱主。
And they love God together.
他一生中间最爱讲的就是他曾经有一天年轻力壮的时候被罗马兵抓去去勉强他要背一个沉重的十字架。
What that,
就是为耶稣受苦。
What that he liked to preach that he suffered for the Lord's sake and he was being forced to carry the cross for Jesus.
古利奈的西门一直记得那一件事。
And this Simon remembered this thing.
他一生最困难的就是那一天那么重的十字架压在他。
And that day when he took the heavy cross, he suffered much physically.
但那一天也就是他一生最荣耀的时候。
And that was the most glorious day of his day too.
怎么不是别人是我？
It's not other but me.
怎么我会有可能被选中？
How could I have the opportunity to be chosen?
怎么千万人的肩膀上帝特别用我的帮耶稣背时
There were thousands of shoulders. How come my one's being used to carry the cross for Jesus?
上帝只用一个女子的肚子生耶稣玛利亚
God only used one woman's womb to give birth to Jesus Mary.
当耶稣生的时候
So when Jesus was given birth to
上帝只用一个人的肩膀来帮耶稣背十字架古利奈人西门
God only used one person's shoulder to carry his cross that is Simon's disciple
当耶稣死的时候
So when Jesus died
耶稣生的时候上帝用了一个童贞尼玛利亚
So when Jesus was born he used a virgin
耶稣死的时候上帝用古利奈人西门
So when Jesus was dying he used Simon
后来他讲怎么我有份呢
He was wondering how come I have a share
怎么全都是轮不到我
No matter how you choose, I would not have the opportunity.
怎么叫我去，我都不会去的。
No matter how you force me, I would go.
这一些事成就，原先对我是很不满意的。
All these things are being accomplished initially, I'm not willing.
但这一件事成就，往后是神给我的荣耀。
But after this thing I've been accomplished in the future, God give glory to me.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So my dear brothers and sisters,
你受苦的时候
，When you suffer,
你受毁谤的时候
，When you are being slandered,
你受轻看的时候
，When you're despised,
你受困难的时候
，When you suffer,
如果是神而来的
，If it's come from God,
你说我不知道是不是呢？明明是罗马兵丁来的。
You say I don't know it comes from God because from the Roman soldier.
我告诉你，只要你不是为了犯罪而为。一定要受苦的话
If it's not suffering for the sake of sin
而你是一个爱主的人
And you are someone who loved God
没有犯罪又是爱主又不知道为什么要受苦那就是神要你受苦
You never sin you love God also you're a Christian you suffer you know it comes from God
把这几样结论起来
So when you put all this together
那你就说主啊
You say Lord
我感谢你
I want to thank you
因为不是我的罪
It's not my sin
不是我的计划
It's not my plan
而我是属于你的
I belong to you
我是爱你的
I love you
这事既然在我身上发生
Since this thing happened to me
一定是你所许可的
It must be because you allow it
然后在以后的日子中间
So then in the future
你就不必为这样苦过的经验而难过
So you don't have to suffer and grieve because of this suffering days
你应当曾经被厌重而喜乐
Now you must rejoice because you have been chosen
以后我们到天上去的时候
So in the future when we go to heaven
我很想看看耶稣钉痕的样子
I want to see how Jesus have the nail pierced to his hand.
肋旁的样子。
And the scar too.
我也很想看看古利奈人西门背上被十字架砍到的那个情。
I want to also see the scar on the shoulder of Simon.
因为这跟基督的死、跟勇士的国度、跟教会蒙救赎的历史都有关系。
Because they have the relationship also with the salvation, with the plan of God in the
eternity. 古利奈人西门在救赎上完全没有功劳。
In this assignment, he doesn't have a share in the salvation.
但在耶稣为我们救赎成全大恩的历史上有份。
But then in the history of Christ accomplished the salvation, he have a share.
后来这个人呢，结婚以后就生了卢夫。
So this person after he got married, he gave birth to Rufus.
这卢夫呢， 后来保罗认识他了。
So Rufus later on Paul knew him.
所以保罗认识他，也认识他的母亲，就是古尼赖人西门的太太。
And also knew him, also knew the mother, and that is the wife of Simon.
所以呢，这个母亲呢，学了一件事情。
So this mother learned one thing.
别人的重担是我的重担。
So when people's burden becomes my burden,
别人的困难是我的困难。
People's suffering becomes my suffering.
别人的孩子是我的孩子。
And people's children become my children.
啊，别人的事是我的事。
And people's business become my business.
因为什么呢
？Why?
古尼赖人对他的太太说，要这样做人。
Because the Simon, said that you must behave in this manner.
耶稣受苦的时候，我担他的十字架，担别人的重担，解决别人的困难，是人生的荣耀。
Jesus, when he carried the cross, I took for him, and also this, the glory to share people's burden.
有这这是这种美德
，and this kind of beauty and virtue
就变教会里面团契的精神
，become the spirit of fellowship of the church.
你们互相承担别人的重担
，and so you want to share people's burden.
要把别人困难当做你的困难，好不好
？and you want to deem people's suffering as a suffering.
把别人的眼泪当做你眼泪，好不好
？and people's tears become your tears.
把别人的难过当做你的难过
，and people's grief become your grief.
把别人的灾难当作你的灾难
and people's disaster become your own disaster
你说怎么可能呢
How is it possible?
把别人的孩子当作你的孩子
and treat people's children as your children
把别人的母亲当作你的母亲
and deem people's mother as your mother
那这种比肉体亲情更亲的天国亲情
and this kind of heavenly relationship more intimate than our this blood relationship
这就是教会彼此相爱的见证
this is a testimony of mutual love in Christ
感谢上帝
praise God
所以保罗讲问候如父
So when Paul sent greeting to Rufus
你问候他
Greet him
他的母亲就是我的母亲
Because his mother has been my mother
感谢上帝
Praise God
这句话是很伟大的
It's a great statement
这句话就是基督教的精神
That's spirit of Christianity
初期的教会
And the early church
所有人看所有年长的人都像自己的亲生父母一样
Christian would deem the elderly as their own parents
所有的人看更年轻的人都当作自己亲生的儿女
And all would deem those who are younger than themselves become their own children
你能不能把别人父亲当作你的父亲
Can you deem people's father as your father
你能不能把别人母亲当作你的母亲
Can you deem people's mother as your mother
你可不能把别人的兄弟当作你的兄弟
Can you deem people's brother as your brother
别人的孩子当作你的孩子
People's children become your children
为什么当别人的孩子犯罪的时候大发脾气尽量指责
So when people's children sin you got so angry
为什么自己的孩子犯罪尽量遮盖盼望他快快回来
But then when your own children sin you want to cover
我们的不义
Our unrighteousness
是因为我们的无亲情而来
It is because we don't have this blood relationship
让我们学习
We want to learn
学习把别人的母亲当作我们的母亲
You want to deem people's mother as your mother
这句话是从十字架上来的
This statement comes from the cross
主耶稣死以前
Before Jesus died,
母亲看你的儿子
Mother look at the son
儿子看你的母亲
And son look at the mother
现在我们在基督里
Today in Christ
成为一家的人
We become a family
家的温暖
And the comfort of the family
看都是亲人
Because we deem all as relatives
家里的亲人
But that relative in the home
完全没有亲情的时候
And when totally we don't have compassion
家不像家家像地狱
The home is not like a home The home like a hell
在教会里面
In the church
无亲情的
If you don't have compassion for
无亲戚关系的
don't have a relationship
无血统这个缘分的
don't have a kinsmanship
但是因为在基督的宝血里
but because of the blood of Jesus
我们懂得把别人当作自己
we know how to deem people as our own close
relatives 别人的孩子看作自己的孩子
people's children as our children
别人的父母当作自己父母
people's parents as our parents
那天堂在还没有进去以前已经先降到你的教会里面。
Then before you even enter into the heaven now is being realized in the church.
保罗说
Paul said,
问候如父
Send greeting to Rufus.
就是古尼赖人西门的孩子。
And that's the son of Simon the Cyprian.
他的母亲就是我的母亲。
Is my mother.
你愿意求主帮助你。
Are you willing to ask God?
给你有这样的灵性。
With this kind of spirituality.
这样的爱。
This kind of love.
这样的属灵的生活。
This kind of spiritual life.
愿上帝赐福。
May God bless us.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all rise.
是。